All right, we're here at the Boehringer Ingelheim Swine Health Seminar in Dallas. With me is Dr. John Waddell. And Dr. Waddell, where are you from?
I'm from Sutton, Nebraska, which is in the south central part of the state. And I originally was from Illinois and moved to Nebraska about 28 years ago.
Now, you did a presentation here to the people that were at this seminar on your experiences with the subclinical control of PCV2. What were some of the things that you told the people that were here in attendance at the seminar?
That's right. In the system that I work with out there in the High Plains, we had not experienced the severe PCVAD problems that the rest of the industry saw, you know, starting in 2005, 2006. And so I had tried some Circaflex vaccine a few times and didn't see a drop in our mortality. And so I was doubting whether we were having any effect at all. And what we were experiencing was a subclinical form of PCV2. And so what we did is set up a scientific study with 600 pigs, 300 vaccinates, and 300 controls to look at the effect on growth rates and the weight distribution at marketing from the vaccine. And amazingly, we found that it was about almost a tenth of a day average daily gain in the finishing phase, which equates to 8 or 10 pounds at finishing. So the other thing we saw was a real reduction in the number of lightweight pigs at marketing time. If we, you know, had a preset time that we had to sell pigs, that would really affect our marketing value. And so I believe all told, you know, we could experience a 5 or 6 to 1 return by vaccinating.
Well, and considering the state of the industry right now and the challenging times that producers are going through, I would say this is pretty important news for them.
Right. You know, the way things are right now, we would lose less money than what we would if we didn't vaccinate.
Well, I guess that's better than
a sharp stick in the eye.
That's right. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Waddell.